It always feels a little strange to complete that gospel and then say, that's the good news. You know, as a senior at St. Ambrose College in Davenport, Iowa, many years ago, Father Drake Schaefer was the chaplain of the college at that time. Now, I don't remember what the incident was, what the issue was at all, but I do remember his words that he spoke to me one day. He said, Gary, if you go through life and don't make any enemies, it's a pretty good indication that you don't know what you stand for, and neither will anybody else. It's funny how certain words just sear into your memory and into your soul, isn't it? I wonder if those words would have brought any consolation to Jeremiah when he was stuck up to his neck in the mud at the bottom of the cistern. Jeremiah didn't make many friends when he tried to convince his own people that they should surrender to the enemies because of their sins, because there was consequences to their infidelity to God. Didn't go over so well with the leaders. I wonder if it would have helped the crowd at all that listened to Jesus that day and that almost shocking declaration that he made. Do you think I've come to make peace? No, I came to make division. We have to remember that at the time of Jeremiah and Jesus, the written word was not available to most people. And so God relied on men and women inspired by the Spirit to relay his message. As far as we know, Jesus never wrote a word. His message was all wrapped up in the stories that he told and his day-to-day teaching of any crowd that he could gather, in his very life and that he led and the death that he endured, that's what spoke to the hearts of the people, not what was written. So these words of the prophet and Jesus, the word, took flesh in spoken word, and they shook things up. And if we allow that same word of God to shake us up once in a while too, we're probably in a good place. If all we hear from the gospel is warm fuzzies, we're probably not listening to what Jesus had to say. Because we all like comfort and routine, don't we? There's nothing that throws a congregation off more than a newly renovated church and you don't know what time to come and where to sit, right? But more than routine, folks, we need to fill our bellies with fire. That's what we need. Fire that gets us out of our lazy boys to do his work. The fire that refines our priorities and resets our norms of our families, of our business, of the politics in which we operate. We need the fire in our bellies that challenges us to try again, even if it didn't work the first time. Fire that will make us stop and think, is this really how we want to live our lives? We need the fire of Christ that'll shake us up in relationships that we've come to take so for granted in our lives. And yes, that kind of fire is dangerous. But without it, there's a greater danger. Status quo takes over. Apathy gets so deeply rooted that we just quit trying. Without the fire of Christ that's alive in our hearts and in our church, in our own parish, in our communities, our institutions, we just slowly die. Oh, it'll be peaceful, maybe, the kind of death that comes creeping slowly upon us when we just quit trying and we give up, but we will die. But if we work hard to keep the fire of Christ alive, then there is nothing stopping us. Then the kingdom of God is ours. The kingdom of God is a limit, and goodness will reign. If we can keep that fire of Christ alive in our hearts, then we indeed might make an enemy or two, but that same fire of Christ will lead us of how to reconcile with compassion and heal that wound. The fire of Christ will make room for compassion, and that same fire of Christ that ultimately, in time, will bring peace to this that this world cannot give on its own. So folks, whatever it is that will keep that fire of Christ alive in your hearts, find it and do it. Because that's the fire that will keep us, as the author of Hebrews says, to persevere in running the race that lies before us. That's the fire that will keep us from growing weary and losing heart. That's the fire that's going to keep us alive. Find it. Do it.